beginning with a nice straight spine, comfortable posture. Cross your legs however feels the best for you. Allow your hands to rest and settle. Begin by taking a few deep breaths in. Deep breaths out. You're coming into your body now. Coming into the present moment. Whatever may have happened before you walked in the door. Just allowing yourself to come to the here and now. Close your eyes. Relax your mind. Just feel where you are. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. Feel the weight of your hips grounding, releasing to the earth. And allow your belly, your abdomen to totally relax outwards. So you're not sucking in your belly. Just let it go. Let it hang out naturally. Beautiful Buddha belly. Soft palms. Soft tongue. And the muscles behind your eyes, soft. Perhaps the tiniest little seed of a smile, just for you. Bringing your hands to heart center. Taking a moment at the beginning of your practice to just connect for one simple breath with the feeling of gratitude. Thanking yourself for making the decision to come here today. And taking time out of your busy schedule to connect inward with yourself. To nourish this inner connection. Let's begin with one Om. Inhale deeply. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. My name is Greg. I'll be guiding you through practice. And I don't want to talk too much at the beginning, but today we'll be going through a peaceful meditation. And the name of the meditation that we'll be doing is called the Kirtan Kriya Meditation. I'm actually going to write the name of this meditation on the board outside, so you'll be able to see it, and you can do it on YouTube if you like. And this is a meditation that is actually being prescribed by Western doctors for its effect on helping to clear out, calm, and repair the nervous system. So it's really awesome for dealing with all sorts of stress. And it's given to people with post-traumatic stress disorder on the extreme ends. And then all the way through, just normal day-to-day stress. It's very simple. It's very accessible. You can do it laying down. So even if you were to hurt your back, like I said, you could still do it at any time. So it's helped me very deeply throughout my life. and it's a real, real honor to be able to share it with you guys. And then once you're done, you'll have it in your meditation backpack for the rest of life. So it's simple, easy, and super effective. I'd like to begin by doing a little bit of waking up of the spine. Nothing too quick. A little bit of breathing. Some breath work to just calm the mind, calm the nervous system, subtle energy. And then the meditation will be about 30 minutes altogether. Sounds good. Cross your legs. Sit on the floor, so come off of your bolster. And from this point on, you can really just close your eyes and allow yourself to be guided through the practice. You don't have to think about it. Let yourself get into a really relaxed space. If you don't resonate with the meditation that I'm offering, then you're more than welcome to just do a silent meditation of your own. Just being in the space is good. And if you want, you can do Shavasana and take a nap for an hour. I will not bother you. Yeah? So take whatever you need here, guys. If you start snoring, I will come over and poke you. But besides that, you got it. Hands on your knees. Close your eyes. Bringing your left hand onto the floor, out to the side. On your inhalation, reach your right arm up to the sky. Nice deep breath, lifting the right side. And then just arc out to the left side. Slowly switching. Inhale the left arm up. Nice deep exhale out to the right. Get your breath moving. Doing that a few times on your own. Keep going back and forth. Nice deep breath. Each time that you inhale, get a little bit taller with the reaching arm. And each exhale, relax into it a little bit more. I'll be back in 30 seconds. Making space between each part of the spine so there's a lifting and opening of the heart. Last one. A little smile goes a long way. And then coming up, switch sides. See if you can slow down your breath. Let the mind become receptive so as the sensations come in through your awareness, just let them be. Let them flow through you. Just softening the reaction. Open, soft mind. And then coming up to the center. bringing your hands behind you on the floor. Fingers face backwards. Press down your thumbs, fingers, maybe the whole palms. On your next inhale, lift your heart up. Keep breathing as you roll your chest open, the shoulders slowly coming backwards. Keep lifting and breathing into your heart space here. Some of you can maybe drop your head all the way back. Your face. Last breath. And exhale. Making your way up to the midline. Just rest your hands on your knees for a moment. Sit up tall. Take a long breath in and out. Maybe a nice haw. Legs come forward. You can bend your knees if there are back issues. Otherwise, legs straight. Slide your hips a little bit back in space. Listen to your body. Inhale, arms lift. Reach forward. Either hands to the side, shins, maybe draping the hands over the back, turned toes. Wrists curling up against the toes curling against the wrists. Keep your feet parallel. Slow down and go into your breath here. Don't force your body in any way. Just nice, long breaths. There's like the idea, the external position, the idea of the pose, but then the real yoga posture happens when you listen inwardly to your own body's version of that position. One more deep breath in and out. Let your head, your arms relax. Press on your shins. Slowly sit up. Breathe in. Shoulders back and down. Breathe out. Bend your knees about halfway, heels on the floor. Hold your knees or arms hover forward. Suck in your lower belly a little bit and just lay down slowly, breathing. Feel your core muscles protecting your spine, one vertebrae at a time. Lay yourself down. We'll complete the six directions of the spine with a gentle twist left and right, hugging your left knee up towards you. Your right hand holds your left knee, and then gently turn your knee over you to the right. Let gravity take it to the floor, even if your left shoulder comes off the floor. And if you need to have your knee on a bolster or a block, that's fine. Turn your head to the left. Reach your left arm to the left.
Breathe in between your shoulders. Breathe into your back. Breathe into your belly. If there's a deeper expression of the pose, and there's no stress, take it. Your face, relax your spine, relax your hips. Slowly come back to the center. Let's finish the last side. Center your hips. There's no rush here. Right leg comes up, left hand guides it over to the left. Use a block if you need for under your knee. Reach your left, your right arm to the right. Turn your head to the right. If there's a deeper expression without any stress, you can take it. Face relax. Final breath. Slowly bring your leg back. Center your hips. Hug both knees in. Perhaps tiny little circles with your knees. If it feels right, give yourself an actual hug. And maybe a little kiss on each knee. Nice. Straighten your legs along the floor. Straighten your arms by your sides. Palms open, tuck your shoulders under, take a great big breath in, a nice sigh, releasing tension. And relax for a minute or two. If your back is sore, a bolster underneath your knees. Ideally, nothing underneath your head. Close your eyes. Just let the breath be natural now. Let your feet hang apart. Fluid inside your spinal cord. Close your eyes. Relax your legs. Relax your arms. listen to your body here. And what you might actually really need is to just rest. Maybe you've been pushing yourself too hard with the mind, and the body just needs rest. So feel free to stay here if you like. Otherwise, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Make your way up to a comfortable seated position. Take 30 seconds or so and actually build that really nice super seat for yourself. Bringing your right hand like a fist in front of your face. Release your right thumb. Release your ring and your pinky finger. If you can't breathe through the nostrils, just try your best to breathe through the mouth and imagine the flow of breath. Your other left hand relaxes down. If you're looking at me, it's like you're looking in a mirror. Alternate nostril breath. Heavy hips, nice relaxed spine. Just follow along. Exhale. Breath out. Close your right nostril with your right thumb. Inhale through your left nostril. 4, 3, 2, 1. Close the left side. Exhale out the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the right side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the right. Exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through left. 1, 2. Just let outer sounds come and go. Stay inward. Close the left, exhale out the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3. Relax your forehead. Exhale out left. 4, 3, 2. Inhale left. 1, 2, 3. Comfortably full. Exhale out the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close right, exhale left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left, last round. 2, 3, 4. Close left, exhale right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left. 4. Relax your face. Relax your mind. And when you're finished, lower both hands down. Let's just sit for 1 minute. Gentle breathing. Noticing the effect of the gentle asanas and the gentle breath on your system, on your consciousness. breath in. Deep exhale. Turning your palms open. So I'll give the different instructions. You can look at me if you need to, but I'll try to be clear so you can keep your eyes closed. There are a few instructions, so let's not get heady about it. Just listen, and then it all comes together quite practical. The Kirtan Kriya meditation combines hand mudras, which stimulate energy lines up into the heart nerves, sound, mantra, and visualization. So the sense of touch, the sense of sound, the sense of sight, the main things that occupy our consciousness, will be held in a nice soothing rhythm. It goes from normal volume, subtle volume, whispering, silent, inside your own mind, and then from silent, back to subtle, back to normal volume. So the whole thing brings our awareness from normal, inward to the subtle, and then gently back out to normal. The mantra that we use, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, S, T, N as in new, and then M, mother, Sa, Ta, Na, Ma, meaning birth, life, death, rebirth. One cycle, Satanama. These are seed sounds. It's less about the meaning, it's more about the vibrational quality moving through you. The hand position, you have four fingers, there are four syllables. So when we chant Sa, your thumb presses gently into the first finger. Every time we chant Na, second finger. Ma, Na, third finger. Ma, fourth. Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. In coordination. Not too hard, not too soft, but you can feel each contact. The visualization. This one comes with practice, so you might forget this, that's fine. Every time there is a mantra, sound or internal, you visualize a column of light or energy coming in through the crown, making an L inside your head and going out the forehead with the sound and with the touch. So, sa, ju, ta, ju, na, ju, ma, ju. Right? You visualize that current of energy going through like an L. And those are the parts. There are six sections. The first, we chant like so. Listen. Sa, ta, na, ma. Sa, ta, na, ma. Short ma, you can inhale. The second part, like a whisper. Sa, ta, na, ma. Exhaling sa and ta, inhaling na and ma. Sa, ta, na, ma. Really quiet. The third part is silent. You keep chanting, but in your mind, you keep doing the hand mudras the whole time. And then it switches. Silent. And then whisper. And the last section, normal. Sa-ta. Like so. All together, each part is about four and a half minutes. We're a little bit under the 30 minutes, so we'll do 4.5 minutes here. So for each part, we're just doing four and a half minutes. And then it switches. I'll give you the cue to switch, and you can do this meditation laying down. This is a thorough massaging, clearing for the mind,
the nerves, the energetic body. Prepare yourself. Take a few breaths as we get ready for the Kirtan Kriya meditation. Stay with my background rhythm as best you can, so we chant together. So.
Thank you.
first two. Inhale, second. Exhale. Same breath. Inhale. No vocal cords. Breathe as you like in between. Visualize the L. In your mind. Mouth relaxes. Mental chanting. Hands continue. At your own speed. Natural breath. mind's eye. You're drawing from the earth. Inhale deeply. Gently hold. Eyes relaxed. Awareness of the third eye. Expand that space. Inhale, reach your arms all the way up. And as you exhale, gently shake out the hands. Let the hands come down like leaves. Just shaking, releasing those energy lines. And then letting your hands ground down, resting here in a short observation, or you can lay on your back for a few minutes. The meditation is over. Just be present here with the after effects of what you feel. Your face. Relax your heart. Relax your mind. Gently clearing, gently washing through you. Peaceful space as long as you feel you need to.